The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling to the Max WWE 205 Live review for July 25th, 2017. And with me here, Mr. Harry Broadhurst.
Yes, your hosts tonight are Sean Garmer and Harry. That wasn't my fault, Broadhurst.
We all botch. Harry's the master of botching sometimes, so, you know.
Oh, it's awful sometimes. It's glad to act. Speaking of botching, it's glad to actually be able to be on for 205 Live this week. About that last week, folks.
That was funny.
I had a router issue last week. Last week was supposed to be my first week doing the W2M 205 Live review. And right after we finished SmackDown, my router decides, nope, you're done for the night, and proceeds to not come back on until Sean's already on the last match.
Thanks, no, router. It did it right when I was going to go to you to start, and nothing comes out. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I see that you're off Skype. I was like, well, I got to keep going here. So, yeah, it's, of course, 205 Live is a lot easier to talk about than SmackDown because it's 1 hour, and they usually go through things very quickly. And this 205 had even one less match than normal because they're starting to try to make this show about 45 to 50 minutes, especially now that they don't have Talking Smack afterwards to sort of fill that 10, 15 minute, 20 minute gap there. So they start out with Neville, who of course was not on last week, and he talks about Daivari, who he's not really happy about Daivari, thinking that he sort of could take over his spot in 205 Live. This is always going to be his kingdom, and Daivari is going to learn the difference between an injured animal like Tozawa has learned, and Neville being the king of the cruiserweights. Tozawa, of course, wants to be there for this match. He's there in his suit, and he's there on commentary. Kind of funny with Tozawa being on commentary.
I feel like Tozawa on commentary was a rib on Akira.
Probably, but he knows more anguish than he lets on sometimes.
Oh, no, I completely agree with that. Yes, much like myself, Neville was not on the 205 Live episode last week either, but tonight him and Daivari actually had a pretty good match.
Yeah, I thought it was solid for what it was. I do appreciate it. Also, Daivari once again continued the whole thing where he dedicates his match to the Iranian Olympic wrestler, which, you know, okay. Go ahead.
I'm impressed that they keep finding a different Iranian wrestler for him to dedicate his matches to.
This is weird when you got Jinder doing the India thing and Rusev doing this, and it's like you got way too much of this foreigner stuff going
on. Agreed,
but
it's cheap heat.
Yeah, but it's this 2017. Figure out a different way to.
Okay, well then let me ask you this, because we kind of had this conversation inside of the W2M wrestling chat. We were both a little bit surprised to see them do heel versus heel here on 205 Live, and you mentioned in the chat though that that's something that 205 doesn't shine away from.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that they did, just because Neville should be able to. If I want to go after my crown, I don't care who the hell it is that try to take it away, whether it's a face or heel, I'm going to go after him. And I do appreciate that. I think we do this too much where I mean, obviously, with Raw, you have a lot of shades of gray characters, so you sort of don't have that issue, but a lot of times they really try to make sure that it's never a heel and a heel, and I appreciate the 205 Live because it can take chances right now because nobody's watching it. Do it. Why not? What's it going to hurt? One less person watches? I mean...
So you go from 46 to 45? Yahoo.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
numbers exaggerated for comedic purposes.
Could you imagine that was really what came out next week? 45 people watched 205 Live.
Congratulations, 205 Live. You're canceled on the spot.
Yeah, this was good stuff, though. And Neville, of course, was seemingly on the ropes for periods of time until we get the commentary table involved. Because, you know, since I was out there, they're going to involve him. And then, of course, Daivari gets the count-out win because Neville gets slammed into Tozawa, which... I feel like this is going to lead to Neville absolutely destroying Daivari next week. But nice sort of way to continue things here.
Maybe you could do Neville and Daivari on Raw as a title match and just have Neville beat Daivari's ass and then have Tozawa come down and stare down the King of the Cruiserweights afterwards in order to set up your SummerSlam rematch.
Interesting. Interesting way to think about it. Yeah, use Raw to continue that storyline. I like that. I like when they do that. Makes 205 Live sort of feel important.
Were the ropes blue tonight? I didn't actually pay attention. Did you?
I think they were.
Yeah. I don't believe they were purple tonight.
They've done that. They did that last week. They weren't purple. And they Tony do it on Raw where they don't change it up.
Either. Yeah, Tony talked about that on the show last night, and the fact is that even something as simple as not changing the ropes makes it feel like it's a bigger part of the overall arc of the episodes.
I agree. People just still don't care, and it was shown in this show that I really feel like they do this show a complete detriment to do it after SmackDown when this crowd is absolutely just – they're gassed.
And especially after the match that we got to main event SmackDown tonight, too.
Yeah, and it's that's going to happen more often than not. And you're getting a gas crowd that I feel like you're only hurting them. Do it beforehand, even if you don't do it live, and just call it 205, whatever, you know. Or you can do it live. Who the hell cares when if you do it before SmackDown, great. You did it. It was live, and then you get to watch SmackDown now. Whatever. I don't want to go on this tangent that I feel like we could probably talk about all the time. But
no, we try to keep 205 Live episodes reviews to about 20-25 minutes. No need to go an hour discussing the ins and outs of the way that the cruiserweights are booked.
Well, speaking of ways that cruiserweights are booked, this Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher thing. I can't stand this. This is so annoying. It's not needed for this show.
I have to give credit to my reaction co-host Tony Acero here. Tony has a trademark phrase for stuff like this. He calls it quote fun with Photoshop. And it's a recurring storyline theme where they use these kind of segments in order to try to develop storylines without actually having any physical interaction with each other. The problem is the segments like these freaking suck.
Yeah, like people don't want to sit there and watch a board of him showing stupid pictures of Jack Gallagher or whatever. They're never really that funny. There's been some that land. Most of them suck.
This segment didn't pick up until Gallagher actually came out into the arena.
Yeah, that means it was bad.
And even then, most of the people were sitting on their hands. I mean, granted, most of the people were sitting on their hands for the entirety of tonight's 205 Live, but that goes back to what we were just saying earlier. Even Gallagher's reception was underwhelming compared to the reaction he gets from most crowds on 205 Live episodes.
Yeah, it just... Well, that segment, if it didn't bore you to death, why would you... You know?
The sooner we get Gallagher away from Brian Kendrick, the better.
Like, I really like the Kendrick and Tozawa feud. This feud just does nothing for me at all. And... Like, showing pictures on the screen of a guy in a clown suit and all this other stuff, just it's dumb.
No.
It's absolutely dumb. Vince, this is right up your alley. I think this is funny. It's absolutely stupid.
Allow me to summarize. No.
So, we get more of the Rich... We get more of the Rich Swan and... TJP having a sort of rivalry with each other, and we find out that there's gonna be a tag team match tonight with these guys.
Playa. So
it's Ritz. Yep, that's right. They should have Teddy Long out here to announce that this match was happening. Ritz Swan and Cedric Alexander taking on TJP and Tony Nese, and this match went about 12 to 13 minutes. I really enjoyed this match. They got to do a lot of stuff. It's just the crowd didn't care.
Not as good as last week's 2 out of 3 falls match to me. But
no,
that being said, very well done by all four men. And the thing about it is I think we fans that watch 205 Live, rather than those in the arena that obviously don't care, we fans that watch 205 Live are invested in the Rich Swan TJP feud because we can understand the motivations of both characters. TJP saw that his goody two shoes ways were getting him left behind in the cruiserweight division, so he made a change.
But he realized he also didn't have to be a total dick like Neville either.
Yeah, whereas Rich Swan has always been that guy who loves to have a good time, loves to be the life of the party, loves to be something more than what he had been before. But at the same time, you can see it where Swan could end up using this to help push him back into relevancy towards the Cruiserweight Championship as well.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, the ultimate winner of this feud, like you said, could be there or thereabouts to go for that title. Like, we just got a lot of them countering the awesome double dive by Alexander and Swan. That was a sight to behold, honestly.
A tope con hilo and a Phoenix splash to the floor.
Yep.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Rich Swan Phoenix splashed to the floor.
Yes, it was awesome. TJP winds up getting the win for his team. And another, like, notch in the belt there for the heel team.
A little disappointed to see Cedric getting a pinfall here, but I understand why you don't have him pin Rich Swan, so I'm okay with it.
Right, yeah, kind of keeps that sort of back and forth with them going of, well, you're not pinning me, so what does it matter?
Yeah, TJ can say that, hey, the last time we faced off, I won, and then Swan can snap back with, yeah, but you didn't pin me.
Exactly. That's the most important part that sort of continues things here for them.
Also, I would like to say that I think that a distanced feud, given a couple of weeks to play out between Cedric Alexander and Tony Nese, would be a lot of fun to see as well.
Oh, you know, the matches would be really good, so I hope we do get it eventually. But that's it for 205. Like I said, cut a little bit shorter because they don't have Talking Smack to sort of add on that 10-15 minutes or so. They're sort of trying to get into that 45 to like 52 minute range for the show, so that it's like ready to go for TV. Which I guess I can totally understand that as well. But yeah, that's it for 205. Make sure that you check out the other stuff that's part of Wrestling to the Max and the W2M Network. We have a Raw review, Battleground review, SmackDown review that Harry and I just finished, W2M Part 1, and of course Paul and I are continuing with the G1 coverage as well. And Harry, you got some stuff to plug here.
Yeah, real quick, and I apologize for the background echo. Actually, Sean, why don't you go ahead and do this here? I got to go.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, of course, you can – I forgot to mention this on the regular Rest of the Max episode, but, you know, we have a new MMA podcast. We used to have Facing the Pain. They had to cancel the podcast for reasons that were never really told to me. They just kind of – they couldn't figure out times to coordinate recording or whatever it was. And he's the same guy that did the Total Divas review, so I guess he just decided to end all association with us. And again, we never had a problem, just I guess they had issues on all ends there. Robert Taylor, who he is part of our wrestling staff on the website. You've heard him if you've listened to stuff in the Game Zone. He was part of our E3 coverage for Backlog Busting. So, Robert was instrumental in that. And so he started a MMA podcast with his friend, or cousin, Joe. And they've done 3 episodes now. I finally was able to make their own iTunes and Stitcher and everything else. So you can go find that. You can go pretty much subscribe to them by themselves in all places there. And, you know, hey, give them a shout. Give them a review. Give them a subscription. If you like MMA, they review the show that happened that week in UFC, and they give you everything, every kind of lowdown that you need. And, of course, Harry Broadhurst also is joined by Robert Taylor and his co-host Tony Acero and doing the Raw Reaction every week, every Monday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can listen to it on demand as part of the Yes Wrestling .com and the ProWrestling.biz radio network or whatever it's called this evening. With that, we're coming to a close. Like I said, listen to all of our other reviews. If you like what you heard, make sure you tune in and hit subscribe. Until next week, we talk more 205 Live. We'll see you later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.